today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, Salamu alaikum to all of you, and thank you for choosing this episode to listen to. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. We are going to speak about what after the month of Ramadan. أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Friday, 3rd of Shawwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar-Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar-Hijri calendar, and the 12th of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We listen to chapter Ankabut from the Holy Quran, verses 2 and 3. Then we'll learn about the important points of these verses.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ
Do the people think that they will be left to say, we believe, and they will not be tried?
وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ
But we have certainly tried those before them, and Allah will surely make evident those who are truthful. And he will surely make evident the liars.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Some people may be in some environments which are polluted from any point of view, and the temptations of making mischief surrounded them. Their great trial is that in such conditions they protect their own purity. A group may be involved in the pressure of deprivations, while they see that if they agree to exchange the capitals of their noble selves, their poverty and deprivation will quickly disappear, but this is for the price of losing their faith, piety, and honor, and this is their trial. Another group may be enjoyed of affluence. Do they try to fulfill the duty of thanksgiving?
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. شكراً يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا رحمن شكراً يا رب
What after Ramadan? The month of Ramadan has come and gone. Too many, it's one of the fastest periods of the year maybe because of fasting within the twinkle of an eye. Ramadan is no longer with us. Do not be sad that you are losing track of the good deeds you've successfully established in the month of Ramadan. Also, hyperactivity will get you overwhelmed, which will make it hard for you to continue. The best is to strike a balance by being consistent even with a little effort, no matter how small. Moderation is very important and you should never overburden yourself as the Prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "Do such deeds as you can do easily, as Allah will not get tired of giving rewards until you get bored and tired of performing religious deeds."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, what is our best duty after the whole month of Ramadan? What are the most important duties of us after the holy month of Ramadan? Our main duty after the blessed month of Ramadan is to preserve the achievements of this blessed month, just as the Most Holy Divine has commanded all of us to guard our prayers. In discussing the duty of those to fast after the blessed month of Ramadan and preserving the achievements of this blessed month, it should be stated our most important duty after the month of Ramadan is to preserve the achievements of this blessed month. Just as the Most Holy Divine commanded all of us, you should guard your prayers, حَفْظُ عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ or عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. The same command applies to fasting. These are mentioned as examples, not as specifics. Meaning, if the Quran says to be vigilant about your prayers, it does not apply only to prayers, but one must be vigilant about worship, so that this worship has its special effect. Because the prayer or salat is the pillar of religion, it is mentioned regarding prayers, حَفْظُ عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ. But fasting is the same. We are obliged to be guardians and protectors of our fast. For the dear youths, preserving fasting is not very difficult. That we be guardians of our fasting, and that is to fast 3 days a month, the first Thursday and last Thursday, and the Wednesday in the middle of the month, based on مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. If someone does a good deed, Allah gives 10 times the reward. If someone fasts 3 days a month, 3 times 10 becomes 30 days. As if they have fasted 30 days, this becomes part of Sa'im al-Dahr. If we preserve fasting throughout the year, in reality, we are among the guardians of fasting and the guardians of the blessed month of Ramadan.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain.
In this part, we're speaking about essential tips for life after Ramadan, being constant remembrance of the Day of Judgment. There is nothing more humbling than constantly remembering the Day of Judgment for Muslims. The Day of Judgment is not hearsay. It has been fully recorded in numerous prophetic sayings in detail. Remembering the Day of Judgment is vital throughout the year, even after Ramadan. Constantly remembering the Day of Judgment automatically forces us to be better Muslims, to be more conscientious of our deeds, to take more care in our behavior, and to be wiser in our speed. A reminder of a temporary life is a good reminder that just like the month of Ramadan that passes each year, our lives are also temporary, they pass. So while we love Ramadan for all its blessings, we need to actively work on our lives to have them showered with blessings as well. This is the only way to attain paradise, the most sought after resting abode in the hereafter, and to attain such pleasure would be to engage in good deeds.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you. To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Ramadan is just the beginning, and this is today's special. If a Muslim continues to display positive changes after Ramadan, this is not only a possible sign that the fasting has been accepted, but also a sign that a new habit has been formed. During Ramadan, we are continuously doing our best to make positive changes from the early hours of the morning as dawn breaks until the later hours of the evening. We carefully schedule when we will eat, pray, and perform our tasks. We are more conscious of time and of our behavior. Some people start to be efficient with time management and know the time of Maghrib dawn to the minute or second, even though they used to be heedless of that before Ramadan.
Dunya. See, you need these reminders. Set up reminders for yourselves. And then create a system, surround yourself with good people who always remind you of these qualities. One thing I invite the Shabab to do is have sleepovers. Invite your friends, your cousins, your family members. One Saturday night, pull an all-nighter. Discuss the lessons that you learned in the month of Ramadan. Discuss something good. Bring the coffee, bring the s'mores, of course the halal s'mores, because most maraja, they say, you know, the gelatin may not go through full transformation. Bring that, have a nice night, but discuss lessons from the Quran. Go around, what did you learn this month of Ramadan from the Holy Quran? Share with us a beautiful lesson, a beautiful verse. You know how much barakah Allah puts in sessions like that? The angels, they come to such sessions. Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam states, Wallah inni la uhibbu tilka al-majalis. Al-Imam al-Sadiq says, I love such gatherings in which the name of God is mentioned, in which the teachings of Quran are discussed and the teachings of Ahlul Bayt are mentioned. You're having a good time with your friends and you are worshipping Allah in the best way possible. Have sleepovers with your friends and discuss the valuable lessons that you've learned. This is a great way to continue the spirit of the month of Ramadan.
That was all for today's. We leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
Ya Rahman, Ya Razzaq, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Qahhar, Ya Wahhab, Ya Tawwab. Ya Rahim, Ya Aziz, Ya Sami', Ya Basir, Ya Latif, Ya Khabir.